This might fire some people up, which is always a fun thing to do here on the Joe and Alex Show. What are some of your unpopular opinions? Like, ooh, it's your opinion, but a lot of people probably would not be, like, in agreement with you. They might say disagree.
Can I say all of mine?
Yeah. Let's see here. For me, I would say that, first of all, this is overrated. Sorry, like, my wife loves Star Wars.
I'm not into it either.
I don't get it. Like, no, I quote stuff. I do like to do a Yoda, like, overrated it is, or it is overrated, or whatever Yoda does, or like,
yeah, overrated it is.
Yeah, like the whole Yoda thing, but I'm not saying there's anything wrong if you like Star Wars. I just think it's kind of like a big overrated thing. Another thing here that, Alex, you can't chime in on this one because you don't enjoy any of it. Sorry. Pineapple. I say pineapple does belong on pizza. I get so tired of crap that people say about, oh, pineapple shouldn't be on pizza. You're ruining a good thing. Pineapple's delicious.
And you're insane.
Okay. Says the girl that won't even eat pizza.
True. So technically any topping on pizza is gross to me.
So you don't eat pizza, but you think pineapple on pizza is gross, right?
Yes.
You have no
say
in this.
Well, I'm just imagining like a fruit on pizza sauce. That's disgusting. Like tomato sauce with
it's
a fruit,
so
sweet fruit.
It's so sweet within the savor. Oh, it's so good. And my final one, too, that is an unpopular opinion that I'm sure other people would disagree with. 317-239-1009. If you've got an unpopular opinion, we would like to hear it. I really, truly think, I'm not saying it's the greatest, even though like the records and the stats show it, but I think Nickelback's music does not suck.
Wow, those are some fighting words.
I think Nickelback actually makes some really good music. They do. They have tons of like records, like gold, platinum, and they're killing it. Come on.
They're killing it.
They're killing it. You're saying it in the present tense.
They still are. They're still on tour. I think they're coming back to Klipsch, and I'm going to go up there, and I'm totally going to check them out. I mean, I'm excited. I got their whole discography if you guys want to hear some more.
I'm embarrassed. This is just the Joe Show now. I'm leaving.
Oh, no. You are locked in.
The Joe and Chad Kroeger Show.
Yeah.
This is how you remind me. So that's mine. Alex, what about you? Do you have any unpopular opinions?
Oh, so many. I mean, where do we begin?
All right, well, give me like two or three at the most. Then. Let's just narrow it down.
First of all, leftovers are gross. I never eat leftovers.
What?
Yeah, disgusting.
Some of the best flavor comes the next day as it sits and marinates. Like leftover chili?
No.
I'm with Alex on this one. I don't eat anything leftover.
But you're also the same person that cuts up all of his food. You guys are very like different when it comes to eating food. Okay, I disagree. That no wonder. You're right. That's an unpopular opinion because it's wrong.
I think out of all the Disney movies, Frozen is probably the worst.
I actually kind of agree with you on that one, just as far as like I think it's overrated.
Tangled is 10 times better than Frozen. I will fight you on this, and that movie did not get as much recognition as it deserves.
Do you think it's because it was a bunch of redheads, and redheads always get shorted?
I don't know what it is. No, there's redheads in Frozen. There's not redheads in Tangled.
But like the main star, like they were all redheads.
In Frozen, not Tangled. Are you trying to argue with me about Disney?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of that one girl that was like a little, what was she? Like where her dad was like a Scottish guy or an Irish guy.
You're thinking of Brave.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'll shut up for a second. Continue.
Yeah, you should know by now. I know way more about cartoons. I think, okay, here's an unpopular opinion. I think that if you start a sentence with white people, you're just as racist as somebody that starts a sentence with black people.
Could you give me
dot.
An example of white people, then give me a sentence with black people?
Just you're saying anything like white people always do this or a white person always thinks this. Like if I were to say something like all black people this, that's
like, yeah,
super
like,
racist.
No, I'm saying like what do all black people like? Give me an example.
Like anyone would say if a white person says something like all black people like fried chicken, that's racist. And I would say the same thing could be said racist if you say all white people like watching PBS. I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's still just as racist
is
to like generalize.
That's a whole other thing. White people stereotypes.
Yeah, they're over there watching that PBS.
Right.
Look at you.
I'm just saying, well, that you asked for example. That's a bad example, but like, whatever.
I just was putting you on the spot to make you feel awkward. But okay, I get what you're saying, I guess.
Yeah, and I think that people hate Taylor Swift because it just became trendy to do so. I don't think they even know why they hate Taylor Swift if they hate her. Like, they have no good reason.
I think the reason people hate Taylor Swift is because, if you do hate Taylor Swift, is because she seems like there's no way she could be that perfect.
And Joe, you could argue the point that the same thing for Nickelback, right? People hate Nickelback because it was a public thing. Oh, we hate Nickelback sucks.
Yeah, actually, MYK, I didn't even think of that. Alex, how can you dispute that?
That I think people hate her because they think she's too perfect?
No, but I'm saying, like, Nickelback, though. No. I feel like Nickelback and Taylor Swift are the same thing. Like, why are people hating?
Not even close.
Well, I know there's a male and female, so sure, there's a sexual difference, but what's the other difference? They both make great music. They both, like
no,
record sales.
No, they don't both make great music. They
yes,
don't.
But yes.
You got to agree that it became popular to hate each one of them for, like, no real reason, right?
Yeah, that's true. I would say it's popular to hate Nickelback,
could you imagine,
but, like, genuinely, Nickelback is terrible.
Could you imagine? No, they're not. They're not.
We're
could
getting
you imagine
unpopular opinions
if
on Twitter.
Nickelback and Taylor Swift did a song? Holy crap, The world would end. Forget North Korea. That would kill everybody.
She would never. Fit Gal Sal says Beyonce is overrated and Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
David.
Hey, what's up, David? What's your unpopular opinion?
Well, I just wanted to comment on your guys' opinions real quick before I say mine. Pizza, the whole pineapple on pizza. All three of the things you said were fine. I do have to kind of get on Alex for the first time ever about what she said about Frozen, because I got two little girls.
That's the one that grinded your gears.
I got two little daughters that will probably give you a run for your money. But I would have to say one of my unpopular opinions is how everybody's saying, like, these smart cars are so, like, beneficial, when the material that they use for the batteries, they have, like, little kids in other countries gather that material that, you know, it literally kills them within, you know, a few years.
Now I feel awkward if I ever get into, like, a smart car again.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call and you're sharing your unpopular opinion.
We got a tweet at Joan Alk Show. You know who else hates Taylor Swift? ISIS. Agreed. Joe's salty because nobody is sticking up for him in his Nickelback.
No. I just want people to call in 317-239-1009 and let us know what are some of your unpopular opinions. We'll talk to you next.